This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what you do on Free Talk Live. I'll give you the number here shortly. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Michael, sitting in for Angie, you are for very good reason, right?
I am.
Yeah, you're her husband.
I am doing that, yes.
And you've got a story you brought in for us to sort of speaks to your speciality, which is kind of, you know, roving computer repair guy.
Yeah, I'm a computer guy, 24/7 PC guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this story comes from Microsoft.com. Online scammers cost time and money. Here's how to fight back.
So, I mean, yeah, I think everybody's dealing with either people calling them or, you know, trying to reach out to them either through email or Facebook, and there's just, it's all over the place. I hear there's MILFs in my area.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you need someone to call you for that, though.
No.
There's websites for it.
Yeah, well, I bet there's not.
So a message pops up on your screen. It screams that your computer is at risk or has been infected by virus, or you receive a phone call from someone claiming to be from tech support.
Or that they've got my car warranties run out, or a whole variety of things.
Yeah, they're AppleCare, they're Microsoft, some other thing to steal money from you.
When I had the F-250, I used to love to tell them, oh, yeah, my warranties run out, I'd love to get that. Yeah, it's a 2002, it was an F-350, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah, that's right.
F-350, rusted out, I'd love to get it to some body repair. Can I get a warranty on this? They hang up on me.
I used to tease them, too. I'd be like, yeah, my truck's got 400,000 miles on it. So if I bring it down to my buddy Joe, and, you know, he's going to replace the motor and engine and stuff on it, you know, what's it take for you guys to send him a check? And they're like, well, you have to use our certified. I go, oh, so this is kind of like buying health care I really can't use, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They really don't want to help you.
And then before you know it, responding to these warnings has delivered your passwords and personal information to the scammers.
How do they get your passwords and personal information? I mean, what do they do? Put a keylogger or something on?
There's a couple different ways. Keyloggers would make the most sense to us, but actually I've seen them request that the customer bring up, you know, they bring up like a notepad,
uh-huh,
and the customer will type the password in plain text onto the screen, so as the scammers remote it into their computer, they can see it.
Okay. So how do people fall for typing your password into a notepad? I mean, they can see the notepad, surely, right?
They can. My experience has been most of the people that fall for this are older.
Okay.
They're very nice,
yep,
but they're gullible.
Yeah, sure. They just don't get it.
And the scammer can say, yes, I need you to type this password here for, you know, I may need it later to make sure the password wasn't compromised some other place.
Gotcha.
At this point, once they're remoted into their computer, they kind of have them, and they're pretty vulnerable.
Is there any circumstance ever in your life that somebody is going to legitimately ask you for your password? I mean, I guess your wife might want to know, have it, but I mean,
maybe
other than
wife.
That.
No.
So, other than an extraordinarily close family member, and I don't recommend that, that nobody, Microsoft, Apple, the United States government, Jesus Christ, nobody's going to call you and say, I need your password, right?
Oh, they're going to call you and say they need your password,
right.
But a legitimate call, no.
Okay. But they probably aren't those. Microsoft is probably not going to ask you for your password, nor is, you know, I mean, even the U.S. government. Nobody's going to ask you for your password.
Microsoft is not calling you.
A couple of years ago, I got phished using purse.io.
Okay.
And what had happened is somebody sends me an email via, like, purse, or was a purse notification. It might have been notification right within purse. I think it was in a purse chat, and now you can't, like, put like websites or any kind of links or anything like that in the purse communication chat. And purse is the thing you use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash to buy things at a discount on Amazon.
Right. It's saveatpurse.com is the website. That's S-A-V-A-T. Save at purse. S-A-V-E-A-T. Saveatpurse.com.
So anyways, I had bought several things using purse, all kinds of stuff. And this was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it happened to me. And I had basically a transaction that the guy was, you know, sending it to me. And he sends me a message saying, oh, confirm that everything is correct on this transaction or something like that. So I clicked on it. And it brought me up to what looked just like the purse page.
Mm.
And it asked me for my password. And I foolishly put it in there.
Right.
And I had like, you know, I don't know, 0.85 Bitcoin in there, which is like $8,000 today. You know, Bitcoin was like $600 when this happened.
Not terrible, not a whole lot then, but lots now.
It's just a fact that it was a valuable lesson that I, you know, paid a small price for.
Yeah.
Basically. But anytime like any of these things like that you're logging into, especially if it's anything to do with cryptocurrency, asks you to like log in again or do the password again, like on your computer, I stop because like I'm not like a really, you know, good with computers. I don't understand them like, you know, Michael does now that, you know, and Ian and stuff, but I stop. So and I'm so careful that if like a website wants me to, the only way I can log in is like through Facebook or like Gmail or Google something, I don't even deal with it. I won't even go to those websites. Just because I don't want any of my stuff getting stolen.
Sure.
You know?
Michael, what do you do if you're wondering whether you should put your email into someplace? I mean, you know, obviously you have to put these your email and password into something. I mean, you know, obviously you have to do that sometime on the computer.
Yeah, we put it into a place where you want to be.
So you have to look at the URL, double-check the URL kind of thing?
It requires a lot from the customer, or, you know, the user.
Yeah.
Sometimes in your browser, there's a little green lock that should show just to the left of the address bar. And the address bar is the thing that has the long numbers and letters where you actually are online.
Mm-hmm. Do all browsers have this lock?
Most that I know of do. Chrome, Firefox, and Brave certainly have it. I imagine Edge has something like that too, but I wouldn't use Microsoft browser for anything.
Yeah.
Not well, very secure.
Yeah, so going back to the purse thing where I lost that money, that cryptocurrency via getting phished via purse, I went back and I looked at the actual page that I went to. It said purse. It did not say I.O. It said
something else.
It said something else.
Yeah.
So it was a scam that was set up.
Yeah. That's what they do.
So in continuing with the article, a new Microsoft survey of 16 countries released this month focused on tech support scams and their impact on consumers show less people are now susceptible to these scams and the percentage of respondents who've been exposed to them decreasing. Overall,
so people are learning hard lessons.
Well, losing money is, as Jay was just lamenting, that that's the best way to learn.
I just hope that Nigerian prince gets his throne back. I mean, you know, it's important to me.
I bet they all will get their throne.
Well, this has happened recently. A friend of mine who operates a Bitcoin machine was telling me that some lady, older woman, came there to buy Bitcoin. And was asking him how, and he's like, oh, what are you buying it for? He goes, oh, I'm just going to send it to my boyfriend in Africa.
Ruh-roh.
And he's like, that's not your boyfriend. It's not your internet boyfriend. You know, this is a scam. And he was like, I really don't want to help you facilitate this transaction because it's a scam. And she was convinced it's not. But, you know, just like the Filipino girls got, you know, four or five dudes, maybe 10 dudes, as we do for a career, that are, you know, sending them, you know, $50 a month or something.
$50 here and there. Yeah,
yeah, same thing. Probably.
Now she's in love, so good luck trying to convince her otherwise that she's wrong.
Yeah, good luck. So I can see why some people choose not to sell cryptocurrencies to people that are in that situation, but ultimately they're going to find some way to get it anyway.
Yeah.
In all likelihood.
So if faced with an unsolicited contact from a reputable tech company, 38% of consumers would try to block that company from making contact in the future, and 33% would look up the issue online. 46% of consumers rely on search engines to research tech support scams, and 31% use company websites.
Yeah, that's those are some of the best things that you can do in that circumstance. The number 855-450-3733. Tell me about the online scams you've dealt with. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. Specifically, though, we're talking about online scams and, you know, how to avoid them. it's an issue, and it affects, I think, probably everybody at some level or another has been caught to some extent. I'm not saying that you lost everything in a bank account or whatever, but, there's been times. Back in the early days of Bitcoin, I got. There was a website called mybitcoinwallet.com, and I let them have all the Bitcoins I had. Now, remember, Bitcoins at the time that I put them in there were worth like a quarter. Now, I mean a quarter of a dollar.
Right.
And I put like $45 or something, $10 worth. That's what Gavin Andreessen, the head developer of Bitcoin, had paid me for a lunch or whatever. And I think I might have bought some more. Maybe it was before that or after that. I don't even know. I put them in there, and that wasn't an online bank. That was just somebody else's Bitcoin wallet.
Somebody else's bank.
Yeah.
Well, my brother lost some Bitcoin at Mt. Gox.
Yeah.
Which was, supposed to be an online bank.
Right, basically. Yeah, Mt. Gox failed and fell through. If you want to find out about all the latest news concerning cryptocurrency and Bitcoin Cash and, this kind of thing, you go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great website, especially for the beginner. If you go there, you can just, how to get started, or getting started, I believe is what it is. It's right there at the top. You can watch the videos and find out what is this. And then, as you figure it out and you learn more, you can go there, you can buy Bitcoin, you can get a Bitcoin wallet. They've got whatever it is that you need at Bitcoin.com. As a matter of fact, they've got new and interesting ways for you to acquire Bitcoin. You can buy Bitcoin with a credit card. I was just telling somebody that today at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
That Bitcoin.com website, I've recommended it now probably to about 30 people. At least 10 of them have used it. Because, people just don't really, listen to your recommendations. But in my business, I give people a steep discount for cryptocurrency versus paying me cash. And whether it's snow plowing or, property maintenance or whatever I do.
Delivering hay.
Or delivering hay. And but the people who have actually gone through, checked out Bitcoin.com, usually what it is, I get a text message a day or two later. I bought some Bitcoin Cash. What's your Bitcoin address? I want to go ahead with the job. I've never had anybody call me up and be like, how do I set this up? What do I do? So that tells, and these are like people who, they have smartphones. Some of them got skills. Some of them just, one guy was like,
just people who want to buy hay.
One guy was like 60 years old and he's just needed to buy hay for his wife's horses. And 2 days later, he's wanting my address. So yeah, Bitcoin.com is really good for just getting people through it.
It works.
Yeah.
Website's pretty.
So let's go on with these scams that Microsoft is talking about. I'm sure they're talking about their own solutions.
Yes, they want you to buy Windows to fix it.
Well, yeah.
People are still losing money and time. 3 out of 5 consumers have been exposed to a tech support scam in the previous 12 months. And 1 out of 5 consumers were tricked into continued engagement with scammers, often leading to victims losing hundreds of dollars to these fraudsters.
Have you ever gotten a call from the IRS that says that your Social Security number is going to be suspended?
I got one the other day. I don't even have a Social Security number.
I'm like, that's so awesome. How do I get my wife's Social Security number suspended? I'll talk to these, they're foreign sounding folks right away. They have no idea what they're talking. Like, they're confused when they get a hold of somebody like me. Look, if somebody's told you your Social Security number has been suspended, ask them first, does that mean I get to stop paying taxes?
I don't think they'll have an answer.
And I've never heard of a Social Security number being suspended, so don't worry about it. Yeah, that's an obvious scam.
Definitely the scams keep happening. I deal with this all the time with customers who
what happens? Tell me a story.
Someone called a customer of mine on Sunday and said that they were AppleCare.
Okay.
This customer has no Apple devices in their home, is not an iCloud subscriber. A fairly intelligent person. He's a machinist. He has a machinist in his garage. So their scam is pretty convincing. To get somebody like that. Anyway, they give them a random link to go to, and before you know it, they have remote access to your computer, which means that they are in your computer. They can move your mouse around and see any files that may be on your computer.
Now, that you haven't lost yet, right?
Not yet. Nope.
Okay.
Where you start to lose is they begin to show you these problems that they've created. Like, they'll delete all your files and send them to the recycle bin. All your stuff's still there, and that's going to be their fix. They just restore what's in the recycle bin. And then eventually they get you to give them a credit card to some extent, and that's where the problem starts.
Okay. So once you hook up with them through this link of theirs, it immediately throws all your stuff in your recycle bin kind of thing? Or
no. You allow them. The customer has to say, okay, I will allow you into my computer.
Okay.
There are prompts on the screen that say this. But a lot of people don't really read that stuff. They just click allow and okay and whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Make the pain stop.
Well, if somebody, you know, if you think somebody's a remote fixer of computers, then sure, you're going to let them have access to your desktop. It's not like I've never allowed any one of these people on the phone to have access to my desktop.
It's very common.
Yeah.
But unfortunate.
You probably fix people's computers via remote access on their desktop.
I do. That's a high percentage of my business is doing things remotely. When I fix their computer after these sorts of things happen, I put a shortcut on their desktop so they can get connected with me very quickly.
Right.
And I always recommend if they ever get anything like this, call me first. You know, if you think Apple's calling you and you think it's legitimate, hey, put them on hold and call Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I've had customers call me before and then they conference us in with the guy on the phone, and that's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Should I'll record bet. Those.
But, you know, if you're using a credit card or something like that, usually there's not a lot of harm because the credit card companies will dump that pretty quick.
Okay. So what happens is they get access to your computer, they delete your files off of it, put it in their recycling bin, get you to pay them $400 or whatever, then they restore them, and then once you realize that you've been ripped off, you can call the credit card company and say, hey.
If you realize.
Yeah.
I've had customers who have continued relationships with these scammers for months.
Okay.
And then out of the blue, they get a call one day and tells them that, okay, well, now your plan has run out. It's another $500.
Okay.
And that's when they call me.
Yeah.
$1,200 is about the highest I've had a customer report that they had problems with before the bell started going off and they realized maybe something was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that's amazing.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. People don't want to learn about, you know, computers. I don't. I want it to work.
Well, even like the city of Baltimore, they got hacked their computer system.
Yep.
And they were holding it hostage. And to like replace all the computers and do everything that needed to be done through their city contractors was millions and millions of dollars.
Sure.
Millions of dollars, but these guys, all they wanted was like $50,000 in Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency, and they're like, no, we're not paying it. We need to support our contractors that supply our computers.
Yeah, our union contractors.
Ransomware.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The new popular one.
It's funny that the people out of Malaysia don't give a darn whether they're holding Baltimore or you hostage. Either way, it doesn't matter to them.
Ransomware is pretty easy to protect against so long as you got decent backups, and then it's just an inconvenience. But being a government entity, no, it's no wonder they don't do a very good job of IT management.
The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord line. It's at discord.freetalklive.com. Takes a little bit of setup, but you sound a lot better.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Category 5 Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas, President Trump says the United States is ready, willing, and able to help.
We're helping in a humanitarian way. We've been asked to help by the government of the Bahamas, and we have numerous helicopters, and we're sending some people to give them a hand, and they need a big hand. What's going on over there is incredible. Few people have seen anything like that.
The Trump administration is announcing a new action against Iran on Wednesday. Brian Hook is the State Department senior representative for Iran. He says now the U.S. is offering a reward of up to $15 million to anyone who helps disrupt the financial operation of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
This program gives individuals an incentive to work with the United States to bring terrorists to justice.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're live 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Well, live. We produce a new show for you 365 days a year. And generally, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in and talk here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. That's what we try to make available for you. Sometimes we do traveling shows where we record ahead for the day, but that's just because we're traveling. We can't take calls at that point anyway. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
The number, 855-450-3733. We're talking about scams. Online scams, phone scams, it doesn't really matter because they're all out there just trying to get your money. And, you know, they're not providing you a service for it. It stinks. It feels bad to get ripped off.
It feels terrible.
Yeah, it makes you feel dumb. And, you know, obviously they're tricky enough to get people to do it. That's why they continue doing it.
It's working. I think they're preying on people's belief that most everybody is good-natured. And again, this happens to all the customers that I've dealt with in their 60s or older.
Yep. Let me go tell you about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. I get lots of my show prep from Freedoms Phoenix. If you want the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So it's a huge problem, says Doug Shadell, state director of AARP, formerly the American Association of Retired Persons.
Well, what is it now?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's just AARP.
This is the first I'm hearing about that.
Yeah.
Maybe something a little more politically correct.
I think you can join at like 50 or something. I don't know. What's the age for AARP? I can look that up while you're talking.
I think maybe their members were dying off, so they had to drop the age a little. So, who says the organization's fraud center receives thousands of calls every month from people targeted by scammers? When somebody calls them up and to tell them there's something wrong, they get anxious and may just follow instructions. A variety of things can happen. A robo-dialer might call, threaten to cut their service off, or warn them that someone is trying to hack them. Out of fear, they call back or dial one, and the next step is the scammer takes over their computer. It's a little more complicated than that, but it's... If they got them hooked to that point, yeah, they're probably going to take over. The more benign scenario is the scammer tells them they'll take care of the virus for $300, and maybe that leads to recurring fees. Or they can download malware that infects their computers, going into personal address books, stealing logins and passwords.
Hmm. I bet they do that if they can. If they've got that software, they're getting it.
I have not seen any that are that sharp.
Okay.
Like, if I was going to do this, that's what I'd do. I'd have a package that, okay, once I'm in your computer, you download this thing from the internet, and boom, it would just send all this stuff on your machine, and you may never be able to get it off unless you completely do a reformat.
How would a computer program, besides just giving you a huge dump of information, gigs and gigs of information, how would it know what a password was, what it looked like, what a username was, and what it looked like?
I guess it would be programmed to look for those
things. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a programmer, but I'm sure it exists that you have a program that looks for specific things, you know, password management, like Google, for example, Google Chrome. Most people who don't, like, have a password on their machine, you can plain text, and that means you can see everything without any sort of extra password. You can see in plain text all of your saved passwords.
Okay. That's bad.
If these people knew what they were doing, they would just go in, check for this particular thing, make a screenshot, and they'd have all they needed in just a minute or two. All Unfortunately, right. They don't know any of that.
Fortunately, some do. Some will.
Shadell says AARP likes it when consumers call them to report scams before they have fallen for it. Once a person has lost money to a tech support scam, it's much harder to deal with. Microsoft has partnered with AARP since 2015 to build awareness around tech support scams and has developed a joint booklet encouraging AARP members to report these incidents.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when it comes to scammers, a lot of them, I mean, yeah, there's some boiler rooms of scammers out there, but a lot of them are small-time operations and very difficult to find. I mean,
if I had to theorize on it, I'd say that you've got a couple people that sort of know what they're doing, and most of these calls are usually people from other countries that probably are doing this for very little money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they get one giant bonus if they get a fish hooked.
Yeah,
I don't know this for a fact, but that would be my guess.
Yeah, a lot of, there's a story I've seen online of this lady who was, an actress who was sort of playing up that she's, I've got no money, I can't pay this. You know, she was,
broke,
playing it up to the guy on the other line, the scammer, and he finally breaks down. He's like, look, this is a scam. You do not do this.
It's all he could take for that day.
Right, and he just couldn't rip this poor lady off, you know, talking about the baby and the whole deal. I'm not a single mother, you know, whatever she's saying. And he's like, I got to go. You know, I can't do it.
I recommend when customers know, like I have people report this to me that know better, I say, hey, just keep them on the phone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know better. They're not going to get any money from you, but they're going to get money from somebody. So if you don't have anything to do, sit down and have a chat with them. With any luck, they get enough of this every day to begin realizing that, hey, I should probably find a different line of work.
Yeah, I wonder, I mean, if there was somebody you could sort of turn them over to, that would be, the best bet. I know that there's these robocalls, that there's an app out there that'll talk to the robocalls and just kind of keep it tied up, which is amusing, but...
Yeah. I hear that advertisement on Facebook, YouTube, I'm listening to some stuff, and I looked at it. It costs $5 a month to use the app, and I read a bunch of reviews, and, they were like 50-50 whether it was good or bad, so...
Well, there's certainly a lot of YouTube people pranking these, or YouTubers pranking these scammers when they call in.
Yeah.
And it makes for pretty good entertainment.
I say leave it to the pros.
Jim Florentine, if you guys search him on the internet, he did Crank Anchors years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that guy's hilarious. But it really isn't too often you get an actual human on the phone, I've noticed, with a lot of these, you know, calls I get. Because anytime I get a human on the phone, I try to keep them there for a little while and have fun with them. But most times it's computers. And then it will say, oh, I'm a computer-recorded voice, and I can understand what you're saying. Hi, my name's
right.
Whatever.
You know, that's the worst.
That's what I'm getting a lot right. of.
Wasting my time with a computer.
Yeah, so the rest of this article is pretty much just them
fluff
telling...
for Microsoft?
Yeah, they want you to buy more Windows, and that is not the way to fix it.
What you've had this happen to other of your customers? Can you give me some ideas of what occurs and you know what happens and how they get caught up in it?
So you get the phone call, which is probably the most obvious that something should be going wrong.
Yep.
Again, Microsoft and Apple are not calling you.
Right. The United States government is not calling you. Nobody's
IRS,
calling you.
Well, yeah, the IRS might be calling you, but I would treat them just like scammers.
Well, the IRS
scammers.
Yes.
The IRS you can set an appointment with. To call them, and then you can look up their line on their number on the computer, and then you can call them back. So if there really is an issue with the IRS and they really are calling you, do not talk to the person that has called you. Say, hey, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to set a time, and I'm going to call back the IRS number online, and then we can, you know, we can chit chat about this. But I'm not calling you. I'm not calling your number. I'm not doing any of that because that's what scammers do. And you, like at this point, you have not stepped above the level of scammer, as far as I'm concerned. The IRS are a bunch of scammers that are just demanding money from you. However, they're a different sort of scammer. They're scammers that are backed by the United States government.
True story.
Amen with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to get that number for you because I've been trying to call the IRS for at least a couple of months, and I just eventually hang up because I'm on hold forever.
Right. Well, you know, I don't care whether I'm on hold or not. I call them, ring, ring. Oh, I'm on hold. Goodbye.
So the other ways I've seen these scams,
they usually send letters. The IRS. That's what they like to do.
Is generally like advertisements. You'll be on a website. Recipe sites are the worst. And you'll get an ad that pops up and tells you that there's some crazy thing wrong with your machine.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to click on it. That's where problems start.
Yeah. That is bad. Because people think that it's some warning from their computer is just a pop-up ad. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're telling some stories of scammers here and hopefully how you can avoid them in the future. They're prevalent and they've got lots of different systems. And if you've got anything to that you want to share, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Michael, oftentimes, I mean, you do this computer fixing scam thing. Do you have a website?
I do have a website.
What is it?
It's bad. I don't advertise it. 247pcguy.com.
247pcguy.com.
GUY.com.
Yeah. How else would it be spelled?
Well, sometimes guide sounds guide. More like guide.
I got it.
That's my mush mouth creeping in.
Right. Well, you are from North Carolina, so we'll have to forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a story here that I think is a completely different tack, and it's kind of amusing, but interesting at the same time when talking about rights and property rights and these kind of things. So, coming from RT.com, Aussie, vegan, this will be fun, Celia Cardin is considering further legal action after the Supreme Court of Western Australia rejected her complaints against her neighbor's barbecues in a truly barmy case of NIMBYism. Cardin claims that she couldn't enjoy a quiet suburban life in the comfort of her own back garden without being assaulted by the fumes from nearby carnivores cooking their nasty feasts. The backyard back and forth battle with her neighbor, I guess the name is Toan Vu, and his wife and children has reportedly been raging since August of 2017. Cardin's case seemingly went up in smoke earlier this year after her claims were rejected by a tribunal based on her lack of evidence. The Supreme Court of Western Australia subsequently turned her down in July. Ms. Cardin was given a fair opportunity to present her case, and the learned tribunal member conducted the proceedings fairly and appropriately, said the Supreme Court. Despite the ruling, Cardin has vowed to continue her fight. It's been devastating. It's been turmoil. It's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep, Cardin said, claiming that the smell of cooking meat, poultry, fish, in addition to cigarette smoke and the noise of bouncing basketballs, have all destroyed her quality of life.
Sounds like she's living in the wrong neighborhood. She needs to go get herself a little yurt and settle up in the woods somewhere. buy herself a dozen acres and, you know, and hopefully the crickets and the tree frogs won't annoy her too much.
For his part, Vu claims that in order to keep the peace, he removed the barbecue and forbade his kids from playing basketball in the yard. The news sparked little sympathy from Cardin Online, a neighborhood nightmare. Why can't people just leave people to live in peace? She should respect the people around her and her choices, said one social media user. If you want that much freedom, move to where there's no other people, suggested another commenter, just like you did, Jay. In keeping with the tradition, some jokers have set up the community barbecue for Cecilia Cardin event on Facebook, calling on the community to help her get some pork on her fork. And the event will be apparently operating a strict no vegans policy. So I guess the question that I have here is like, what level of expectation do you have in your backyard? So if your neighbor was operating a landfill or whatever in their backyard, they're obviously driving down their own property values. But
Which is good, because that means your property taxes should be less. I think anybody who is of the mindset that they want their property to keep on increasing in value is either an ignoramus or some statist that just doesn't, you know, just wants to, everybody else's properties to go up so they keep getting taxed more, in my opinion. But or you know, a lot of people bought properties with the purpose of, you know, it's an investment now, and they want it to appreciate in value so they can get more credit, you know, or leverage it or buy a bigger one or something.
Because your dollar is losing value. That's why your house's price is going up.
What expectation does one have, though, as far as odors in the backyard? So, in this case, we're talking about cigarette smoke and basketball noise and, you know, the smell of the flesh of her woodland creatures, woodland friends, is being, you know, wafting into her backyard. And it sounds like they live in a pretty suburban area. And I would say, oh, you got to be kidding. I want to have a barbecue and suddenly, you know, the vegan next door is, you know, giving me trouble. So I mean, I just don't know. Like, where does it start and end? It's about the, clearly, there are some odors that can emanate from your backyard that would be considered by the community as a whole to be unacceptable, right?
I mean, what if I had pigs or goats or cows?
Right. And
this happens a lot of rural America, especially California, New York, Massachusetts. What had happened around me in Massachusetts, where I grew up, little town of Palmer, we had a couple dairy farms, and one of them, the guy just was just sick of all the neighbors complaining. The dairy farm had been there literally since like 1864.
Right.
And, you know, all the yuppies and city it's from, you know, Springfield and Worcester and Boston moving in.
Yep. They keep going farther and farther out.
And they're,
they want a little bit of the country life until they experience the country life.
And this farmer has some hard times. So in the 50s, he's got to, you know, sell a pasture.
Yeah.
To a developer. You know, it's a 20-acre pasture. They put, you know, 35 houses in there. And everybody in that neighborhood is all gets really upset in the summertime when it rains.
Right.
And then it's warm. And then there's the smell of cow poop.
Yes.
And they freak out. This is, well, a lot of people I've seen all over the country, they have these big signs. Animals, you know, they
make funny noises.
They fart.
They have sex outside.
Yeah, it's like that. The farm was here before you were. If you don't like it, don't buy a house here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, that's how I feel. And I lived in a rural area for some time. Now I live in a more suburban setting. But, you know, for some time I lived in a rural area. And, you know, the guy would fly his plane over my house to land in the airport that was right next door. It's not like I'm freaking out or anything over this.
When I go cruise to a neighborhood, we went somewhere the other day. I can't remember the town, my wife and I. And we went for a little party with some friends. And it's a pool party, actually. And I says, oh, there's some freedom, honey. And I'm pointing to a yard that's got three or four broke down cars in it. You know, the grass isn't really cut. You know, some of the siding's falling off the house. And there was another yard, 3 or 4 yards down. The guy had all kinds of dirt bikes and motorcycles and four-wheelers all apart all over the driveway. I'm like, oh, more freedom. Because if those guys can do that and nobody's harassing them about it, you know, that's the community I want to live in. People don't get harassed for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, there's oftentimes somebody in that same neighborhood who's got an immaculate yard with the little flowers in it and that kind of thing, and they've got all their problems with all their neighbors, and they're just a pain in the tush to deal with because they just cannot be convinced that, well, the way you live might be pretty, and it might be your preference, but it isn't the way we necessarily do things out here.
And those are the kind of people who they literally beg government to come in and do code enforcement. Ernie Hancock talks about a guy who he builds a cabin years ago, buys a remote piece of property. He moved from down in the city of Phoenix, moved out to the country, and then there's a junkyard way down the road from him, and he's up on a hill. Well, the guy who owns a property between the junkyard and this other guy clears a bunch of trees for cattle and starts a little farming operation, and he don't like the smell of the cows or that he can see the guy's junkyard, you know, over a half a mile or whatever. So he calls code enforcement out there. So code enforcement goes and looks. They're like, yeah, whatever. Then they go up to his house, which he never had any permits for. So they slam the dude who called the code enforcement on his neighbors. And then he comes asking, like, Ernie Hancock's libertarian friends for help. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll help you deal with the town. And then they find out why. And they're like, nope. Deal with them yourself. You know, you call the cops, you got to deal with it. We ain't helping you.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's what should happen when you call the cops on your neighbor. As far as I'm concerned,
it certainly can happen.
Just go have a conversation with your neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this case, it sounds like irreconcilable differences. I mean, you're dealing with a vegan, and
all the vegans I've met.
I'd use the term carnivore, but I'll just go ahead and say normal person. You know, somebody who wants to barbecue in their backyard isn't unusual. Somebody whose kids want to play basketball in their backyard isn't unusual. I mean, and smoking isn't terribly unusual.
Pretty much every vegan I've gotten to know is unreasonable.
Well, if they're using the term vegan to describe themselves, chances are good they're not a vegetarian. They're not a person who believes in a whole food plant-based diet. A vegan means that you have a moral stance, usually.
Yep.
The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. The internet has used this as an opportunity to hate on vegans. I guess you can too. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail? Not in a real jail, but a virtual jail because of your job, your stressful business, or maybe your current relationship, where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.